Can you just tell me exactly, I guess, what the issue with the email is and why people are worried about it who are getting it?
Well, everyone's voter registration certificate has expired. Your voter registration certificate expires every 2 years. And normally, we would have mailed out new voter certificates to replace those in mid-December. The problem we're having this year, of course, is with the new census, all new lines had to be drawn for the congressional and House districts and senatorial districts, and those maps and those lines have been contested in court. So all of the normal deadlines have been pushed back. And so there are not any new voter cards in Texas at this time because we're not sure what lines are there and what districts apply to each voter. Until that is finalized, we cannot generate the new voter certificates. The concern about the email is that it panics people. It tells people that just because their certificate expired, then their voter registration has actually expired, and they must rush out and re-register.
Okay, so they don't need to re-register. They just need
not
to,
at all.
Okay,
and they need to wait. We have a new order as of yesterday, saying giving us a new deadline to mail their certificates. And unless that's contested, they'll be getting voter certificates mailed from this department on or before April 25th.
Okay. Is there any, lead of where this email might have come from?
No, I really am not sure. The person that emailed it to me, it didn't have any trail on it or anything. We actually had heard some rumors that there was false information being emailed around. And we're concerned about it, but until you actually have some evidence, you can't really address something like that. We have had a lot of people coming in being concerned about their certificates expired, and they didn't get a new one. They knew they should have one, and they should have it before the next election. But if the order given yesterday stands, the election will not be until May 29th. And we will have new certificates out prior to that. So we don't know where it initiated. We don't know where it started, but we have now seen it, and it is upsetting people. And we certainly don't need massive numbers of duplicate voter registration applications because we have to then go through a formal process of rejecting those. And we're trying to get all of these district lines in place and take care of this business. And if we're inundated with new voter applications, then we're going to be really in a bad situation.
So when someone reapplies that doesn't need to, you have to go through a process to reject
We have to go through a formal process where we reject it in two languages. and mail it back out to the person notifying them that we received it, but that we have rejected and the reason we rejected it. You can't just say, oh, this is duplicate and throw it away. There is an actual process you have to go through. So, there's really no reason for panic in this particular case. We will be mailing out cards. We simply are waiting for the finalized word so we know what information actually goes on each card. And until we do that, then the correct ballot would not be made available to those people when the election does occur.
Okay. Is there anything I missed, or does that cover kind of everything that we need to?
That pretty well covers it. We don't want people to panic if they get this email. No, that's not really the case. If they're very concerned, they can call us. We'll verify that they're not canceled. If they were registered in December and they haven't moved out of the state or moved into another county, they're still registered, and we will be getting a card out to them.